It's coming up to 29. It's 29 minutes to 6 here on Irirangi Wātea. Coming up at 7, it will be Edweda Lee Morgan. He's got manako this evening. Thanks very much to him for coming back to do manako this evening. Ngāti Whakaue has had its whenua returned, the whenua that is currently the Rotorua's Ariki Kapa Kapa golf course. And we should all be very, very happy for the return of the whenua. Here to talk to us again about this and just to pick up on a couple of more points, our rangatira Leafcomber, he joins us now. Metuka mihi ki a koe, Leaf. Thanks so very much for joining us again here on Irirangi Wātea.
Tēnā koe, Claudette.
So I say, you know, it's good news, fantastic. Absolutely, it's fantastic that Ngāti Whakaue has had their land returned to them. It was gifted once upon a time and it has now returned.
Yep, and we are delighted for Ngāti Whakaue and we're delighted for Pukerua Orua Whata, the trust that is receiving the land on behalf of Ngāti Whakaue.
So is this whenua going to remain as a golf course? Are there any future plans to be had for this whenua?
Yeah, there are lots of future plans to be had, but they all entail about keeping this as a wonderful asset for Rotorua, for Ngāti Whakaue, as a golf course. Let me just tell you why that this is important. Ariki Kapa Kapa has been the home of Rotorua Golf for over 100 years, and it's one of the oldest sporting grounds that we have in Rotorua and one of the oldest golf clubs that we have in Rotorua. So it's been playing an important recreational role in our town for a long time. What having Pukerua Orua Whata as the owner is that the owners and the golf club board that I chair, we can now work together to make it an even more important asset for our people in our town. For example, the uniqueness of Ariki Kapa Kapa is the thermal valleys, the thermal lakes that are there, and it is quite unique to be able to play a round of golf interspersed with all this thermal activity. And we'll now be able to develop more golf holes that are able to accentuate the thermal activity nature of the course. We will also be able to provide employment by taking on apprentices to help maintain and sustain the playing of the course. We're going to develop a Rotorua School of Golf with an emphasis on drawing more younger people and particularly Māori into the sport. And we're going to make a walkway around the periphery of the golf course that will attract people to be able to walk the dogs, have a nice relaxing walk, and see some of the thermal aspects that are Ariki Kapa Kapa. So there are a lot of good plans ahead for that whenua.
With all due respect, and I don't mean to be disrespectful, it all sounds still rather elitist. Golf is an elitist sport brought to Aotearoa New Zealand by the colonialists. And it all sounds really rather posh, given that we need whare, land for whare for our korekainga.
Okay, what about the likes of the Michael Campbells and the Philip Tāpirangi and some of your ancestors and my ancestors who have enjoyed the game of golf in Aotearoa for many, many years? Golf is not the elitist sport it is in Asia or in America or even in the UK. It is a sport where all walks of life and all elements of our society play. The only problem with golf at the moment is that most of the people playing are getting older, and we've got to go back and make sure that the young people are coming through. But golf is not an elitist sport in Aotearoa. You just have to go. Have you ever been to the Māori golf tournaments that are held every year?
Well, to be fair to myself, I actually used to film them when I worked at TVNZ in the Malai program.
Okay.
Yes. So I do know the Māori golf tournaments, you know, quite well. Not as well as others, of course, but I do know it. And my partner is a avid golf player, fantastic, played on Ahi Kapa Kapa, Araki Kapa Kapa. So these, you know, my whakaaro was my whakaaro, of course. It was about balancing the needs of whānau with the needs of others who wish to excel at a sport with a stick and a little white ball. And I don't mean to be flippant about that.
Well, you when you go home tonight, you're obviously going to have a good discussion about whether golf is an elite sport. Put it this way. If there was a paucity of land that was essential to the building of whare for our people, and the only land that was available was the golf course, then, of course, you would take the golf course land. But if you look in Rotorua, there are a number of pieces of land. Ngāti Whakaawe are doing quite a bit of building themselves in and around that we have available for housing. And so having an asset, a sporting asset in a housing area makes for a much stronger and better community.
Now, a couple of questions that have come in off social media, and they're quite serious as well too. Does this mean then that there will be scholarships or membership available to Te Uri or Ngāti Whakaawe as a part of this offering of the return of the whenua?
Well, that will be up to Pukeruoru Whata to determine whether or not they want to provide scholarships for people to join golf clubs and the like. What we will do at the golf course is to encourage through providing free lessons, by providing opportunities to join and play golf, to encourage Ngāti Whakaawe and others in Rotorua to come and play on this wonderful whenua.
Thank you again so very much for joining us again, E Te Rangatira. It is most appreciated. Thank you very much for your time.
Okay, kia ora.
Me tuku mihi ki a koe. That is Leif Koma joining us. He's the chairperson, the golf club, Rotorua Golf Club chair, Leif Koma. Thanks very much to him for joining us, not just